What's up, creators? Welcome back. Major Creators, episode 4. We are going to be getting into gaming today, so let's get to it. What's up? Welcome back. Joseph here with Major Creators. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, April.
Hello.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Every time fantastic. Yeah. I love it. It's great. Yeah. Today, actually, we're going to get into gaming. We are two huge gaming nerds that love to game all the time. I mean, pretty much, that's most of my day. No, I'm kidding. I do other stuff with my life. I'm going to kind of go into some of my favorite games. April will share some of hers. And we're just going to kind of vibe out, just talk all things gaming. I'm actually a massive arcade nerd. I kind of follow into that retro trend of things. I love anything arcades, as you can see. And arcades are they're great. They're cool with nostalgia. They're really awesome. They're kind of a nice little quick fix. And, you know, I've always loved going to the arcade and playing, you know, on the with the joysticks and stuff like that. I actually collect them. I collect machines by Arcade 1-Up. I actually made my own. But that was kind of always my entry point to video games, was the stand-up arcades, you know. And eventually, I got a console at home, and I started, you know, being like every other kid back in the 80s and 90s and just, you know, vegging out, you know. And games have come a long way. They have really just advanced to this point of, like, you know, they're almost film quality games. You know, some of the cutscenes that they do, some of that stuff is really, really interesting. Some of the top games I'm playing right now, Call of Duty, Fallout. I've actually gotten back into Destiny 2. There's a little bit of weirdness with that company right now, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to continue it. Sorry. But yeah, I'm more into, I like the adventure stuff. You know, I like, Call of Duty is kind of the main first-person shooter I play besides Fallout. For a while, I was really into Doom. Love Doom. And I know we talked about that. That was kind of your first.
Yeah, that was going to say, like, I've said this a lot. Like, Doom was one of my first experiences. Like literally first video game maybe I've ever played. Like, I remember, like, with my memory, like, on the PC, like, yeah, playing Doom for the first time, the classic one.
Yeah, I think there was a running joke. I remember growing up, it was, the joke was, but can it play Doom? And people would literally try to get Doom to run on random things. So it be like anything from anything that had a screen, they would try to get it to run on it. It was really funny.
Oh, that's really funny.
There's a whole deep dive into that of, like, different electronics with Doom running on it. It's hilarious.
Oh, that's so funny. Like random stuff.
Yeah, super random stuff. Like, if a parking meter had a screen, somebody would try to figure out how to Doom to play on it.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely someone that could do that. I feel like so anyone could do anything at that point. Yeah, if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, Doom was good, except it's funny. When Doom was out, I was into Wolfenstein. And Wolfenstein, back then, it was kind of like Doom. It was very simple. You know, you just run around killing Nazis. Woohoo!
I remember playing a little bit of that. Yeah.
And then I remember that. Like, it kind of, then things started to advance, and we went from kind of click and point and click and, you know, simple stuff of, like, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog and Super Mario, just jump, run, whatever. Things started to evolve, and I really got into, it's funny, Lucasfilm had a division called LucasArts, and they made a lot of great games. Like, there was this one game called X-Wing. There was a game called Dark Forces, where it was a first-person shooter, but from the Stormtrooper side of you. It was really cool.
Like, you play a Stormtrooper.
For a little bit, and then you play another character who's, like, a good guy who's kind of escaping, whatever. And then my big one was the N64. The Nintendo 64, when that came out, I was like, I gotta have it. Everyone was like, I gotta have it.
Oh, yeah. You know? I remember, I didn't have one personally, but I remember I had core memories of, like, going to my cousin's house when I was little and playing on their N64. Super Smash Bros. Was, like, my go-to.
That's awesome. Yeah. I played a lot of GoldenEye and Mario Kart.
I love GoldenEye.
GoldenEye, that was, like, the ultimate have your friends over and come chill. We're playing GoldenEye. And there was one mode we loved, and we'd get so giddy playing it, but it was slappers only. So you could only use your hands.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't use guns. You'd run around just slapping each other. That's actually
hilarious and sounds chaotic.
Oh, it's yeah. so great.
Oh, yeah.
Order up a pizza. Yeah. You know, just, oh, great times.
With your friends. Yeah.
And then Mario Kart, like, that's kind of who you knew who was king. You know, like... Who could win who in Mario Kart?
Lots of drama revolving around Mario Kart. Like, people would get angry. I think I remember it would get intense.
Yeah.
Very, stakes were high with Mario Kart.
They were. Yeah. I played a lot of that. And then it's funny. There was a game I kind of wish they would update a little bit. There was a great... Most people probably would be like, dude, of course I know that is. But there was a game called Turok, Dinosaur Hunter. And it was like... A very interesting game. You play this character Turok, but you had to like fight dinosaurs. It was very random, but it was very cool. Like it was
anything first with person. Dinosaurs. Like I remember Jurassic Park games were so good. Like like really fun. Like just to play. Yeah,
I love that. And then I remember Sega Genesis came out with this. They came out with Game Gear. Remember Game Gear? It was kind of like a smaller, like it was almost like a cooler Game Boy. It was like Game Boy.
I don't think I've ever had that. Okay.
Well, you missed out.
I had a lot of Game Boy growing up. Yeah.
So Game Boy was like the first handheld.
Oh, yeah. Thing. It was like groundbreaking. Yes. First time.
So then obviously Sega was like, well, we're going to, you know, fight you. We're going to come out with a thing called Game Gear. Game Gear was like a smaller cartridge, played kind of similar games, but made in a smaller way in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But then I wasn't too into that. The one I loved and I was. Begged my mom for. Begged her. It was called the Sega Nomad. This thing was a brick. It was a handheld thing, but you could put actual Sega Genesis cartridges in it.
Oh, it was, the big one?
Yes.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Oh, my God.
And I wanted it so bad. I begged and begged. And my mom, love you, Mom. She always caved in. And I remember I took it to sleepaway camp and everybody, like they had to take it away from me. Because they're like, Justin, you can't. Everyone wants to do this instead of do camp activities, you know. but it was really cool, and it was just something different for its time. And you know, things obviously evolved, and I started to get into. I think I stayed with the Sega Genesis for a long time, and I think it wasn't until PlayStation 2. I didn't get into the PlayStation 1 craze. I missed out on that.
I was on that all. Like, really? That was one of my first consoles as a kid.
Oh,
and then
nice.
PS2 came later, but like PS1 was like, the one for me.
Yeah. So yeah. like you get like, so that's your Sega Genesis, like how
right,
I am.
Right.
Yeah.
Equivalent.
And it's funny, like when PlayStation 2 came out, I just remember like, oh, this is a whole new world. You know, this is crazy. And the first game I played, we talked about this, Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
And that game, I was like, this game is amazing. But back then, I was a bit of a... I'd have, like, OCD. I'd be like, I just want to get through the game because it's a big game. Kingdom Hearts
is a
long
story game, and the lore goes deep with that game. Yeah.
And I remember I just wanted to get to the end of the story because I was like, I just want to finish this.
Just want to rush through, speed run.
But I couldn't... Once it got to those levels where it gets really hard, I couldn't do it. Do you remember this thing they used to have called Game Shark? It's so Game Shark, it's a thing you would either put in the cartridge with the cartridge on top of that, or the PlayStation 2, it was a disc. You put the disc in, and basically it ran cheats. So it would help you get through a game.
Yeah.
But it was weird. You put the disc in first,
right,
and then you put the other disc in, and it got me through Kingdom Hearts.
So you cheated.
Except the final boss won't let you do it.
Like,
it'll take off the cheat.
And it was it's not going to be that easy.
It's like, figure it out on your own. Sorry, you know. Yeah. And I never did. I never completed it.
Wow. Yeah, so it's just an unfinished.
When they remastered it, I was actually like, I think I really want to. But then it was like version 2.0, 3.0, version 1, Lost Souls, something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's, they did a lot of remasters and stuff. And then they had a lot of side stories and they were like 2.0. Yeah. Like it got a little confusing a lot of times, but and then trying to play them in order now, it's a little confusing. You got to do your research, but there's a lot of games now. They came out with so many.
But they're so great. I mean, the first one to me will always be, you know, iconic, and, you know, seeing those Disney characters show up. And, you know, my favorite planet was, I loved Neverland. You know,
yes. That one. So fun. You can fly in that. Yes. Yeah.
I love that one. And Halloween Town.
Oh, of course.
Halloween Town.
That was one of my favorites.
Oh, it was so great. I loved his costume. I love the Keyblade. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was cool because I think the original had the original voice actors. I'm almost positive. Oh,
yeah. For a lot of the worlds, they tried to have the original voice actors.
It really added to the coolness factor. The only part I couldn't stand was when you were in the gummy ship, when you were traveling.
And you had to, like, do the mini game.
Oh, my God.
that was a lot. Because I'm like, you just want to get to the next world. And you're, like, forced to, like, shoot your way through.
Oh, it was so painful.
I remember
painful.
That, too. I was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. It was just like, okay, well... You know, it's what were some of your favorites on PlayStation 1?
Again, like Kingdom Hearts 1 and was like kind of the gateway into like real gaming for me. Mm-hmm. Like I love the story games. So like like you said, very like rich in story and adventure action, mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Was into Resident Evil. I always say this because those are like also on the other side of the spectrum where like I did like a lot of horror and shooters.
Yeah.
So I remember playing a bunch of the old ones. I think more on PS2 than PS1.
Mm-hmm.
I played a lot more PS2 than 1 because like we quickly got the second one when it came out like right after. So I remember playing a lot of Spyro.
Oh, yeah.
The third one especially was my favorite. I think it was Ripto's Rage or mm-hmm. whatever. And it's like, I would spend hours just, like, grinding and leveling up in, like, the sheep. And, like, I don't know, just have core memories around there. It was so fun. And then, like, played a lot of Call of Duty. So my brother eventually got an Xbox, like, later. And I played a lot of Call of Duty with him. It was really fun. Little bit more horror, like Silent Hill. Mm-hmm. Like classic. Trying to think. Crash Bandicoot was a big one, too.
I was just about to say.
I would Crash grind Bandicoot. On there, too, like just hours.
And it's so funny. So someone made a really... Okay, so you'll get this.
Yeah.
Somebody made a really funny joke from the Olympics. You see that meme of the girl dancing? It's everywhere.
I think
doing the break dancing.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so my somebody
Wait,
said.
Wait, no. I know where you're going with this.
When you leave Crash Bandicoot idle for too long, and he starts doing the dancing.
I remember that, and then I would just stare at the screen like watching him. Dude, that's kind of funny.
It's so funny, and it's like,
yeah,
I totally like related to that. I was like, that's hilarious. Wow, look at me. I'm tearing up. But yeah, that was a big one. I also, it's funny, back in the Sega Genesis days, there were so many games. And I remember my local video store, because you had to go rent them. That was the easier way to do it than buying them every time. My local video store had them. I didn't have the best selection, but I used to try like obscure games. I used to love trying obscure ones.
I literally was about to say, there's like weird obscure games that I just thought of that I played too
that were so random.
One of them was like a Mary-Kate and Ashley game.
Oh, yeah. See, I love those.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, it was, I don't know how like we found this or I remember playing that. I think I was PS1. And it was like really, you know, like low poly, but it was like the girls, like Mary, and then all you would do in the game, I think, was just like go shopping. Like that was you go to like different stores and like shop. And then I think there's like mini games in each store, depending on like what shop you go into.
Right.
Very fuzzy, but like, I do remember like there was one where you have to like dress them up. It was just very like girly and stuff, but it was just like so obscure looking back, like what the hell?
Oh yeah.
But it was fun at the time.
They did
so
many of those. And a lot of them were like random movie tie-ins. Like,
yeah,
I remember I rented the Three Ninjas. Remember that movie? That had a game.
I don't think I remember that.
The Addams Family had a game.
Oh yeah.
There was a game. There was a movie with Macaulay Culkin. Called The Pagemaster. Very poorly reviewed movie, they made a video game off it. And it
was one of the hardest
games I've ever played.
What was the premise?
So The Pagemaster was about a kid. Yeah. He kind of like falls into this world of books. It was like animation and he has to like help save people, whatever. But each world, like one's a horror world, one's a fantasy world, one's, you know, like all the different genres of, you know, books.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in the game, you had to, like, your power-ups were really interesting, but it was so hard. I could never make it past the first level. It was really hard.
They made it very hard.
Yeah, and there's a great video of Macaulay Culkin talking about this game and playing it with these people. And he literally, because they're like, they ever ask you about, like, and he's like, they never talked to me about this. They just made it. So funny.
That's so funny.
Yeah, there were other obscure ones, like, do you remember that old cartoon, Real Monsters?
Oh, yeah, I love that. They had that one. Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Animaniacs. Like, I got all the random ones, you know, Tiny Toons.
Oh, yeah, because, like, you know, they're just, like, you never know,
right?
They just
pumped them out. Yeah. Just pumped them out.
I mean, anything, like, successful, like, movie-wise or show, is like, they're going to try to make a game out of it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about as much lately, because, like, people are picky or more picky, maybe, but, like, I mean, I kind of get it. It's successful, so why not try to make a game out of it?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, after that, I'm trying to remember. PlayStation 2 stuck around for a while. That was kind of like I didn't get into the Xbox, the first Xbox. I kind of missed it. I was still in my PlayStation world.
Yeah,
you know? I knew people that had it. I kept hearing about this game called Halo. You know, it was like
Halo. Everyone so talked good. About.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't really get into it as much. And it's funny, after that, PlayStation 3 came out. Mm-hmm. And game changer. I remember it was like the battle of the consoles. Xbox would come out with one, PlayStation would come out with one, and they'd fight
There's
over.
There's always
you know?
A battle between the two.
Yeah, and PlayStation 3 was cool. I remember it was that big black. It was like that shiny black console. It was beautiful, and I remember the first game I bought for it was called The Simpsons game, and it was a great game. It was really fantastic. I loved it a lot. And I think that's, PlayStation 3, there were quite a few games on there that I really got into. And I'm pretty sure one of the Arkham games was on PlayStation 3. Well, the Batman Arkham games. I think the first one.
Oh, okay.
I'm almost positive. Correct me if I'm wrong, people. But, yeah.
Is it Arkham Asylum?
I think so. Okay. I'm almost positive.
I think I played a little bit of that too.
Yeah.
I don't know what a console it was on though.
It was either something. PlayStation 3 or 4. It was on.
Yeah, it might have been 4.
I remember 4 kind of started remastering a lot of stuff.
Yeah, 3 was also like a big like step up from 2, like as far as like the quality, like the look of everything and the store and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then 4 was even better, yeah.
I think at some point I did cross over to the 360, the Xbox 360.
Okay.
And I remember I was getting bored with games that I would beat really fast. So a lot of games at that time, their stories weren't that long, the campaign. And I remember I went into my GameStop, and the guy who had always get games from, I'd be like, hey man, look, give me a game that I'm not going to beat by tonight. Mm-hmm. And he walks over and points this game out, and he's like, here you go. And I'm like, the hell is this? Mass Effect? This looks cheesy. I don't want to play this.
Oh, no.
And he's like,
little do you know.
He literally looks at me and goes, if you don't like it, I promise you, come back tomorrow, I'll give you your money back. I'm like, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I slept for 3 days.
Literally. Yeah.
What a game. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. You know, and that game hooked me so hard that I was like, this is, okay, now we're next level gaming right now.
Yeah, that was like groundbreaking, that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the story was so, I mean, there were certain parts that really were terrible. Mm-hmm. They were like way too drawn out. But I remember the day they announced the second game, I was like, I don't care about anything else. You know? And I think it's funny because around that time, there were Call of Duties coming out. And I was missing out on all of those, you know,
you like transit. Well, yeah, you like pivoted a little bit.
Yeah, right? it was more into the sci-fi stuff, more into all that, you know, and just kind of story rich stuff. Multiplayer was kind of gone. Like, it wasn't really a thing for me at that time. And the Mass Effect trilogy is one of my favorite trilogies. I love that game. It's just fantastic. Call of Duty, though, I think it finally came into play when I met someone who worked for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of when I was like, okay, I got to try this out. And I got hooked. I mean, instantly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it literally like just took over.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was that Fallout 3 was a big one for me because I'd played the original games, the old PC games, and I always remembered it, but Fallout 3 was a big one. But yeah, Call of Duty was a fun time. And I think my first real, this is awesome moment was the first time I ever played zombies. That was kind of like the, wow, this is a blast.
Yeah.
You know, because like it's the concept, hordes of zombies, levels, yeah. See how long you can survive, mm-hmm. You know, and you'd play with friends. And we used to do LAN parties, so we'd all be in the same room.
Yeah.
Screaming at each other, having drinks, you know, like whatever.
So nice.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
And
very chaotic, yeah.
Yeah.
I played a lot of that, too. The zombies, Nazi zombies.
Yeah.
I think that was on PS3 for me. Like, this was, like, the one on... Yeah. I remember, like, no one... Like, the only person that wanted to play with me was my brother. Cause like at yeah. the time, like none of my friends were into like Call of Duty except me.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it was just me and him. We'd play all night. Like it was so fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Like Call of Duty now, it's like every year they come out with a new one, you know?
And
it's
there's
the community is so massive for this game. It's so like, intense about how people feel. And I feel like that's with a lot of games. I mean, lately, you know, I'm a big lover of Fallout. Fallout 3, I like Fallout 4. I know a lot of people are kind of, they're very divided with Fallout 4. Mm-hmm. I have yet to really give a chance to Fallout 76. It's just, I said this in the first episode, I'm a loner. I don't want to play with other people in the wasteland.
Specifically, you know? That game, I felt the same way where it, like, I kind of loved being in my own world and being by myself playing that game because you can just do whatever you want and not have to, like, worry about anyone else.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm just like, go over there. I don't want to, you know, this is my wasteland. Leave me alone. You know, it's funny, you know, people who create games, there's so much that goes into them. And I really got to, you know, hats off to these people because, you know, sometimes they don't have a lot of time. I mean, the Fallout series are so, like, you know, years are in between these mm-hmm. releases. Call of Duty comes out every year. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And these people have to be on it. They have to, you know, testing, all this stuff. My friends would love this conversation because there's so much that goes into this that we yell about while we're playing about how, you know, this needs to be fixed, or why aren't they doing this, or why are they doing that? But I know that they're trying, but they got to try harder. Sorry, guys. Try harder. You know, because, like, now it's like, you know, there's cheaters everywhere. There's cheaters in all the games.
That's like every game.
It's ridiculous. I guess here's the thing. You want to cheat. Like, when I did Kingdom Hearts, I was by myself, and it was difficult. So I cheated. I used the thing to get through the game. But I don't see the fun in cheating in like Call of Duty. I don't see where there's a skill. How is that you showing your skill by basically cheating your way through killing everybody?
I mean, that's like the question I ask about most games where people do the cheating, like even GTA, like online, I remember like a lot of just random mods and cheaters, and like all it was so OP that like you couldn't even walk down the block without someone like coming from a helicopter and shoot like dropping a bomb on you. And I'm like, what is the point of that?
Yeah,
you're just killing people like aimlessly. You're not even getting like points from this. Like you're just specifically that game. It was just like random. I was like, all right, you're getting some weird cheap thrill, but it's like it's not fun when you're in a like an online game, especially because you're playing together.
Mm-hmm.
You should kind of like, in a way, play together. So yeah, I get what you mean. It's like really unfun, but like, I don't think they'll ever go away, unfortunately.
No, I don't think so.
People will always find a way to cheat, and like even the best anti-cheat softwares are gonna find a way.
I know. There's always a loophole.
It sucks.
There's always a loophole. I mean, you're in the streaming community, so like, you know, you stream, like what's like your most streamed game right now?
This is kind of funny because, like, it is maybe one of my most streamed games, but it's not my favorite game, ironically.
Really?
Because it's, like, one of those... it's an online game because I think when you're streaming, sometimes it's more fun to play an online game with friends because it's, like, you build your community that way and, like, you just... it's just fun. But there's, like, a running joke. It's Dead by Daylight.
Okay.
So there's this running joke. I feel like people play that game, and it's, like, one of those games where you either... Like, you love it and hate it at the same time.
Right.
Where it's, like, you kind of get sucked in. It's very addictive. Mm. They... are constantly pumping out new content, like almost every week there's like a new cosmetic you can buy, new DLC coming out, they announce, which are good. It's very good. Like, they have great DLCs. They right. recently had like Tomb Raider. They have Alien on there. They have like the classics, like Michael Myers, Scream, right. all this like licensed stuff. And you're like, oh my God, I gotta have it. I gotta have it. Very addicting, but it's one of the most like, it can be so toxic when you're playing online. It's like people get so, take it so seriously. And yeah. I'm the type of person that like, when I play a game, I'm not taking it like this is life or death.
Yeah.
I'm wanting to enjoy the game. I want to play with others. I want to be good at the game, but I'm not going to be like, you know, grinding and like raging over not winning.
Right.
So you get those types, I think, in every game, but it's like when you have like ragers against you and you're playing online, it's like, this is starting to not be fun, but somehow the game just sucks you back in and mm-hmm. you're like, whatever. Thinking it's going to be different next time, but it's not. But I would say like I stream that a lot 'cause it's just fun. And then like, lately though, I've been dabbing into other like indies too, mm-hmm. to kind of like switch it up.
Nice.
I'm into, there's like indie horrors that I've been trying. One of them is called Convenience Store. It's like, it's this very small like game studio.
It's inflation. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you have to run a convenience store in this economy, basically. Imagine.
Scary.
I know, terrifying. Horror. Real horror, actually. Well, and then there's a ghost that comes every
now and then. Yeah.
It's a little Japanese, I think, developer or publisher that makes these like little indie, weird indie games that like... it's like a slow burn where you do kind of work at a convenience store as the premise, and like all of a sudden like weird stuff starts happening in your store and you have to investigate.
Oh, interesting.
And it's very like done in a way where it's like pretty scary, where like jump scares happen and like, but it's very like, I like the look because it almost looks like a PS2 game.
Really?
So they like, it's like low poly and like to a certain extent, and it almost looks like an older game, but it's very new. So I like the look and the feel because it feels nostalgic.
Yeah.
And it's also just very well done, the story.
That's cool.
So their like studio's cool. Fears to Fathom is another like similar aesthetic where horror, and you know, there's different episodes where like one of them is you wake up in your house and you're a kid and your mom is like at the store and you have to like navigate, or you're basically spending the night alone in your house,
right.
And it's like starts being weird, like you're getting like stalked, and it's slow burn, but it's very scary.
Wow.
So I like horror like that sometimes, yeah. Where it's like very unexpectedly good because it's an indie game and it's like smaller, but it's so good.
That's awesome.
Again, Resident Evil is another game I always come back to. Yep. Like, especially the remakes lately have been so insanely good.
Yeah, horror games are awesome.
There's... yeah, I like shooting things too. Like, yeah, like no, Resident Evil, sure. you're just kind of it. Yeah, I just like zombies and like that concept. Yeah. It's just
that was fun. Kind of like for me, Dead Space. Love Dead Space. Dead Space was really intense. So good.
Yeah.
And it had a lot of moments where I just remember because I thought it was such a cool concept. They ruined it because I liked the concept that Isaac, the main character, didn't talk. Mm. The whole game, all you hear is, grunts.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd like stomp and whatever. And then at one point, I think it was either three, I think they made him talk. And I was like, I like the mystery about him, you know? Like, he was just kind of like this off character. But I just remember that game reminded me of a mix of like the movie The Thing with space and the movie Event Horizon. And it was kind of all this just like, you know, horror of, you know, this thing coming to life and all these people being deformed or whatever. But there were some moments like I love those jump scares in games.
Yeah,
and those were so fun. Yeah. You know, like I'd literally be like, da 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 da, oh, you know, it's like it's crazy. But they were just well done games. Alien Isolation was like that for me. That one's an intense one.
I'm still in the middle of playing that one, and it's so far it's so good.
It's great.
Yeah, it's like I like games where like the feeling of being like stalked or watched, but you don't know yet.
Right,
the monster is there, but like kind of like Resident Evil has that feel. you're always kind of like the anxiety. I like feeling like on edge, and yeah. I love the jump scares too.
So, yeah, no, those are great. I actually the biggest game that I'm sure a lot of people will agree with me on when I first played it, The Last of Us.
Oh,
The Last of Us. Oh, yeah. It's like 10 out of 10. Fantastic. Incredible. Storytelling, writing, gameplay. That one is a slow burn. Even when I've gone back to replay it, it's a long game. It's mm-hmm. a very long game, but it's so deep and rich with great voice acting, and the writing is just so top notch, but it also really immerses you in that world. And that's the one thing I always loved about it. Same with like Fallout.
Yeah.
When you feel like you're in the world, you know, because I remember even the music from The Last of Us was so beautifully done. And you know, the way the story starts and the way everything happens, it was like you're playing a movie, you know? I mean, the show is okay, in my opinion. I have a lot of issues.
Really? I liked the show.
I liked how it went, but I would have gone with some different actors, and that's just me.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. It's funny. There's actually somebody I saw on Twitter taking the girl, the main character from the new Alien movie, because of her haircut, they're mm-hmm. comparing her to pictures of Ellie from The Last of Us.
Oh.
And it's like a mirror image. It's yeah. wild. So
I heard that too, where like people were kind of like being like too on the nose with the looks of the characters, yeah. trying to match them perfectly.
They're purists.
But yeah. like, yeah, I get that, but I'm like, it's definitely not, I don't know. It's like whoever's the best fit for the job. I think the casting was great. But yeah, I get what you're saying. It's like, but would that made of a bigger, like, would that actually make a difference if
maybe
like
not.
Just it looked exactly like Ellie, but like, mm-hmm. you know, who at the end of the day is, I think her personality mattered a little more of the type of girl Ellie mm-hmm. is, not just like what she looks like.
Yeah, I think it's what happens is it's like, you know, you become so invested in a story that you become so used to those people, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, and then when there's change, it's like, oh, I don't like change. You know?
Totally get that.
But it's like, I love Pedro Pascal. He's yeah. amazing. You know, there was another guy from Game of Thrones who I really wanted. He just had this look. But again, there's so many people that could have had their different iterations of it. Like, I would have loved to have seen Hugh Jackman.
That's yeah, just, you know, there's a lot of amazing actors that could have filled the part and made it perfect. Yeah.
And again, it was good. It was a great show, and it kept, you know, it changed some things, but I think that's just what happens. It's like you become so invested, and that's where, like, I mean, that's a whole different conversation, but there's a lot of issues where I feel like with comic books and its translation into films.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say that, like, just even novels or books, and then adapting that into a movie. Mm-hmm. People already, you know, have read the book and have their own idea of what the characters look like, and they're very specific. But then, like, they do the casting for the movie, and it's like everyone. There's always someone who's mad about it, and it's like, well, what did you want it to be? Your vision? And no, yeah. it's not your vision. It's like whoever wrote it and whoever's making the movie. Yeah. Like they have the say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get it. But to a certain extent, I'm like, let people cook. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, let it. And usually it's okay, but you'll never make everyone happy.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. for sure. I mean, yeah. it's funny. Like even with. I'm totally guilty of it because I'm a Batman freak. Mm-hmm. And for me, whenever I hear this, you know, casting of a new Batman, it's really hard for me not because of like acting, it's because I'm so invested into the comic book style of like, even in the Arkham games, right? The Arkham games, Batman is this like hulking, brutally like big time dude. And he's just like, you know, whatever. So it's like, yeah, Michael Keaton was not hulking and muscular and massive. Mm-hmm. He wasn't. The closest I think that got to him was Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck was a beast. He was massive as Batman. Like, he was just ripped.
Yeah.
But when they cast Robert Pattinson, I was one of those people who was like, huh?
Yeah. You know?
Like, it was a total, like, curveball. And it's, I don't hate him. I think he does his part well. It's just not for me. You know, and it's like, I'm hoping that whatever next iteration comes out, you know, I think that's also what it is too. You know, the Arkham games were so great because I love the fight style. It was so make-believe.
That's what it always is, very comic booky.
I love how, like, one of my favorite things is, so Batman has a rule he can't kill, right?
Yeah.
And
by the way, he should be able to. And, I mean, come on.
But have you ever, did you ever play Arkham Knight, the third one?
I don't remember. Okay. I didn't play a lot of the Batman games.
So
but,
in Arkham Knight, you can drive around in the Batmobile.
Okay? Sure.
So as you're driving, though, there's people in the street. And you, like, hit them, but it electrocutes them. And
no, they did not. So they're not doing full-blown GTA. They're trying to, like,
they're like, oh, you got electrocuted.
Down.
Yeah, it's
that's kind of dumb. I mean, you're hitting a person
with a full speed. Yeah,
that thing goes, it's like a Lamborghini, basically, or whatever.
And then, like, there's one mission where you have to, like, chase a car down and smash into it using the Batmobile, and the car just, like, flips and crunches, and you're like, they survived.
They're totally dead.
It's so
funny. Wait, that's actually funny. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, so suspending belief is kind of funny in the Batman world.
Give him a license to kill. Like, we wouldn't be mad about it. I feel like in that world, like, where there's, like, intense, like, some of the worst crimes happening, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Cops have it. Cops have the license to kill. Why not Batman? But I get it's a moral thing. And it's like he's supposed to be trying to be a good guy. And
yeah, it's like in his mind, then he's no better than, you know.
Than the guy who killed his parents.
That is a whole deep dive. But back to video games.
Pivot.
I was actually just recently, I went back on Steam. Steam has a lot of classics, which is pretty cool. They have, like, a lot of old-school stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're constantly updating.
It's great.
Yeah, love them.
I played this game. I know so many people haven't played this. It was called Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis. And it's literally like a point click. But the story is incredible. Like, I kept for years.
How old is the game?
Oh, this is back like when I was like 8th grade.
So old.
Yeah. And it was very pixelated. It was awesome.
Okay.
But the only thing you could do was the game was called point and click, but you had, like, open this, push that, you know, pick this up, talk to.
I remember those types of games.
And it was great, but the story about him finding Atlantis was it was so cool. He would, like, travel to Greece and, like, find clues, and there were these, like, sunstones that pointed in the direction of Atlantis, but the Nazis were after it.
Yeah.
It was a great game. It was so cool.
That sounds like fun, like adventure.
And you had, the cool thing about it was that you had different roads to go down. Your roads were, you could go like the fighting road where you'd have to kind of fight a lot.
Yeah.
You could go the puzzle road, which was more puzzle oriented, or you could just go casual and just,
you can choose.
And it was very cool. And I like how they presented it. Like, the woman would be like, she would say, she's like, so do you want to brawl your way through this? Or you want to take it easy, or do you just want to use your brain? And then it gives you three options, and I'm like, that's hilarious.
I want to do all three.
There is that option too, but it was a great game. And I remember for years I kept hoping that what if they did another Indiana Jones movie, it would have been based off that, because the story of him finding Atlantis and why Atlantis fell and all that stuff was such a great story. I loved it. And that was another Lucasfilm game. They had a bunch of them. It was that one.
Isn't there a new
Indiana Jones
coming
out? Yeah, it looks great.
I think Bethesda's doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer for it.
It actually looks really good.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
See, I like that stuff. I got really into the Tomb Raider games, the newer ones.
I played the older ones. The older ones are great too. Yeah.
But the newer ones, I really got into. I thought those were so well done. And was it Rise of the Tomb Raider? I think that was the first new one.
I can't recall.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I just remember the voice actress that they use. I liked her a lot for her voice. But the action was really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of puzzle solving. Like, there were those, you know, the caves that you'd go into.
Yeah.
And you find the actual tombs.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. Like, the puzzle solving is always great. it can be very frustrating at times.
Yeah, you need like in order to get to the next step, you have to.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Resident Evil 2, where it's like you find one thing, but then you have to kind of backtrack and you find a key and then you go to another thing. Yeah, it's I kind of like that too.
The Arkham games did that too. The Riddler would set puzzles for you to find. And it's funny, in Arkham Knight, you could beat the game and it would show your percent of completion. And I think it was like 90%. And you'd be like, wait, what? You only get 100% if you get all the Riddler stuff done.
Yeah,
You don't find like trophies and do his puzzles.
Side stuff.
Yeah. And I thought that was pretty cool because it kind of made you want to continue, you know?
Right, like finish the whole thing. Yeah.
And puzzles in games are really awesome because they make me think. The only one...
Right, I use the brain, part of the brain.
And Call of Duty recently had this mode. It was called Get Higher. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's like a parkour map, and you literally have to just run and get all the way to the top, which I know there's another game like that.
Mirror's Edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're running, and you have to, like, beat the clock, and you have to, like, get there before everybody else, and blah, blah, blah.
Parkour, yeah, those games, because it's, like, very, like, fast-paced, and you're just flowy. Yeah, I love that.
And so the camo was, like, camouflage, for those who don't understand, for the gun was so cool, but you had to do it under... what was it? Under 10 minutes. You had to beat the whole map in under 10 minutes. If you never played it, it's very hard because you got to jump and you fall off and you got to start that little area over. And I remember I was up late, like trying to finish this. And I almost had a moment where I was like, I was going to, you remember those moments when you're a kid, you couldn't beat something and you throw the controller?
Oh, I've had some moments. I remember even during Kingdom Hearts, like, there's some moments where I was like, I mean, I don't rage during games, but remember a couple times I threw a controller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to, if I was playing Sega, I'd have a Nintendo controller and I'd throw that instead.
So just that, have like a broken extra, one already broken. Yeah,
so that way I wouldn't break the one I had.
Smart. That's smart.
But yeah, the Call of Duty one, I remember I kept falling and falling and falling.
I would have. Oh, is it worth it though? That camo.
So I'll tell you, it's the best camo. I love it.
Okay.
I use it all the time. But once I figured it out, I was like, telling,
once you get your flow,
I got all the boys. I was like, I got you. Follow me. Do this, and I helped them just breeze right through
just
it.
Just copy.
One of them got both camos in like the first try. I'm like, whatever, you know.
Skill issue.
Yeah, I've been playing some Star Wars ones. The Jedi Survivor ones, I like those. I know they're doing a remaster of Dark Forces, the one that I was talking about earlier. There's a new one coming out, though, called Outlaws. And it's like an open world Star Wars game. And I've been watching like gameplay of that, and I think that's actually pretty cool. I like that stuff. I think the missing piece in my life is I want something that's in the vein of Bioshock. Bioshock
I loved Bioshock so much.
Bioshock trilogy has been so big in my gaming life, and it was so cool. And that's the thing, it's crazy how like even Bioshock 1, the graphics of that game were so fantastic.
For its time, they were incredible. So that's what drew me in. Yeah.
And you know, I loved the story. Like I was so invested into that story. The big daddies, you know, the little sisters, the powers, all that stuff. It hooked me. And I was just like, this is so great. And just, I actually used to sit there and listen to all the recordings that you'd find on the floor. Cause I loved hearing all the lore, you know? And, I always thought it was a great game. Number two was, I enjoyed number two. Number three, Infinite, was top notch for me. And it's funny, like I replayed that game recently. Bioshock Infinite graphically is insanely good. Good.
Oh yeah, it's so, I'm a sucker for graphics.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It was incredible.
And seeing Elizabeth, like the way she looks, I was watching that. I was like, wow, this game is really next level. Mm-hmm. Like that story in itself, what a twist at the end. Oh my Lord. There's a
big twist in all of them.
It's so great.
I loved the twist. Yeah.
And I remember when I saw the trailer for the first time for Bioshock Infinite, I was so excited. And I remember when he jumps off and uses the sky hook onto the cables and stuff. I was like, that's so awesome. But just the whole concept of it, they were like, okay, we did the ocean. let's do the sky. Mm-hmm. You know, we have these floating cities up in the sky.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, and the scenery was incredible.
I know. It's like, was it open world, kind of? It had a feel of
it was
of
linear,
world?
But it was little open.
It felt like it was because it was, like, literally so open. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I remember that.
It was gorgeous. It was really, really great. I was very into that game. I thought those games were fantastic. I did like how in this, the second one, where you could be a Big Daddy. That was really cool. I thought that was
getting
awesome.
Getting into the suit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was really neat.
Remember that?
Well, because I think you are a Big Daddy through the second one.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah. So it's like you're seeing the story from a different perspective.
Right. I just remember the drill. That was so great.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I know that company, there's a new game coming out that looks very in the style of BioShock, but it's in space. And I'm excited for that. I've only seen like a little bit of a trailer. I haven't seen too much, but I'm really stoked for that one.
Oh, I didn't even know they were doing
that.
Okay, that should be good. BioShock in space.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, wow. You know, I hope that with the success of Fallout, the TV show, because it was so great, mm-hmm. and with The Last of Us being so great, I hope that somebody can get BioShock off the ground. Because
the show, yeah.
It needs to be. And actually, I like this style of being a show instead of a film because it allows you to really flesh it out. When you do a film, it's like, you know, you got to cram it all in 2 hours.
Yeah.
But a BioShock show,
I know the concept would be an incredible, like,
it would be so
adaptation.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I get, like, I think at one time the guy who directed the Pirates movies, Gore Verbinski, mm-hmm. was supposed to do a BioShock movie and it got canned.
Oh, so they already had, I'm sure they've already talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
Given the success.
It's a budget issue because if you think about it, right, there's so much that goes into the BioShock
special
world.
Special effects.
Yeah. That it's like astronomical.
Yeah.
But I hope that they're seeing now, okay, if it's done right, this could be there's a payoff.
Right. You know? Since like the success of the other franchises, like I'm sure now it's like just a thing that's being thought about, like now that people can do it. Yeah.
I hope so, because to see, you know, those worlds come to life would be so incredible. It really would. And it's funny. I thought of the girl from Fallout who plays the main character. I thought of her because she has these really cool eyes. Mm-hmm. They're very like, you know,
very beautiful eyes.
Yeah. And in BioShock Infinite, Elizabeth has those same big eyes.
Yeah.
And I was like, but wait, she's in Fallout.
Kind of giving up. Yeah, I know, right?
You know, but
I mean, you know, could still, yeah. I mean, as far as casting goes, you're right. Like, she kind of looks very much like could be.
The style of Infinite. Have you ever played a game called A Wolf Among Us?
No.
Okay. For any of you out there looking for a solid game, mm-hmm. it's a game by this game called Telltale, where basically you have a story, and at certain points of the game, it would give you kind of like a choose your own story, mm-hmm. and you'd have to choose an option. Do this or do this. That's it. There's no actual like fighting, whatever. And it's like a story type of like a book come to life, so to say. But the story is it takes place in like the fantasy world where you play a detective, you're a wolf who, you know, like from the lore, like you're a werewolf, mm-hmm. and you're trying to solve the murder of, I think it was Beauty from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
And it was like, and you like have to deal with Snow White and you have to deal with like all these like fantasy characters, but it's all like drugs, booze.
Oh, it's like an X-rated version.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a great story.
Wait, what did you play it on?
It was on PlayStation. It was on, like, I think they remastered it, actually.
Oh.
It's really fantastic. And, like, there's so many great parts, though, where you have to, like, you know, beat up somebody from this, you know, novel. Or, like, it's really, like, you know, and the Beast is a suspect. And
oh, that's
you know,
so cool. Like, the, yeah.
And, like,
different characters.
Yeah, and, like, I think Belle was, she was, yeah, she was into like some bad drinking, whatever. So she get into trouble.
Yeah, the Snow real White side was, of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then, but it was such a great game. It was so great, and I kept saying forever, this game would be the ultimate show. It would be so cool. And
I'm sure Disney wouldn't like that.
Yeah, right.
I'm just gonna say it. Like,
well, it's funny because I always wondered how the game got away with it, but then I was like, well, Disney doesn't own the classic fairy tale
technically
characters.
They don't, and you can kind of, yeah, they do their own take on it. Obviously they're the most popular with the stories, but like those stories go way back before Disney.
Yeah,
like, they get them from like the Grimm brothers or the brothers Grimm. Or other. Yeah. So like, you're right. Maybe they can be.
It's fantastic. And there was talked about a sequel forever. Never happened. And they've actually had a few of those games. There's a Walking Dead one where basically it's the same type of premise where you basically, it's a story and, you know, it's kind of, you know, choose your adventure. Yeah. And they did a Batman one, which was also great. But A Wolf Among Us was really just a cool, different take on like fantasy characters. It was awesome.
I love that.
You know, and it was really, really awesome. But, you know, I feel like games are just, they're evolving. They're getting crazy. People are creating like, you know, I mean, even seeing what people are creating on the phones, games on the phones are like, getting like really impressive.
Oh yeah.
And like I play Call of Duty Mobile.
Right. Like mobile versions of like popular games already. Like even DBD, Dead by Daylight, has a mobile version.
Oh, really?
Oh my God. Minecraft is on.
Yeah. Minecraft. Yep.
Yeah. It's like, and it's actually very good. It's very playable. I didn't really realize until I tried them out. I'm like, oh my God, these are fun. Cause the iPhone can do so much now.
Yeah. It sure can. And I feel like people are creating just really awesome stuff to, you know, kind of escape. You know, right now my biggest thing is I'm waiting for the beta for the new Black Ops 6. I can't wait for that. It comes out next week.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, the new Black Ops?
The new Call of Duty, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was that soon.
Well, so the beta. So basically it's like the multiplayer beta.
Okay.
And then it drops in October.
Yes, yeah.
And
October
but
has some great games coming out.
Well, this
Silent
is gonna
Hill.
Have, yeah, Silent Hill.
Is coming out. I'm so excited.
Then Call of Duty's bringing back round-based zombies. Which is awesome.
Wow.
Yep. So kind of like World at War, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Can't wait
for that. That's going to be big.
Yep.
Yeah.
But and you know, it's, I hope the guys at Fallout get going on the next one because Starfield just wasn't it. It just wasn't it.
I didn't play much of it, but
I tried it.
I heard different things.
Yeah. I tried it and I was just like, it's too much.
Yeah.
Like it's too much. You know, simple, like just keep it,
Well, I think it was such an ambitious game and I get the concept, but people were saying it was very slow and like, which may not be a bad thing, but I mean, I guess it just really depends on preference.
Again, I can handle slow, like when you got to get into a story.
Yeah.
But this was like, okay, like, can we just get to the point here? Like, those kind of things where you can't skip. it's brutal, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
It really is brutal. But yeah, this was kind of fun just to talk about gaming and, you know, all the things that we like to do. And, you know, gaming is a great release. It's a great escape for people. It's a great way to just kind of vent some of your anger. It's like a great way to just kind of vibe with friends. It can be a really cool world and... You know, I'm glad we talked about it. I would love to kind of get some of, you know, some gamer people on once we get some more equipment in here and, you know, we just kind of nerd out together. But, we'll also be making an announcement about special guests, our first big guest very soon. So follow our socials, follow our stuff, like, subscribe, comment, you know, give us some love and we'll see you next time. April, take us on out of here.
Later, creators.